This is a follow-up consultation on Alex, A-L-E-X, Wheeler, W-H-E-E, L-E-R, date of birth, July 19th, 1998, patient seen for Dr. Krishnamurthy of Liberty Dialysis. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you again for your referral. This 23-year-old male with history of chronic renal failure from Alport syndrome, ALPORT syndrome, and who has been on dialysis, comes here with history of low platelet noted on recent evaluation. According to him, the platelet count on April 6 was 76,000. Prior to that, it was above 100,000. New paragraph, past medical history as noted above, Alport syndrome, ALPORT syndrome, and the patient has been on dialysis. Patient also has history of chronic anemia and history of chronic ITP. Physical exam, he is 23, 6 feet 1 inch tall, weighing 136, blood pressure 138/89, eyes ENT unremarkable except paler, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities, no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, thrombocytopenia, mostly from chronic ITP. Diagnosis 2, chronic anemia. Diagnosis 3, history of Alport, ALPORT syndrome. Patient has chronic renal failure and he is on dialysis. Recommendations. The patient had evaluation about a year ago, and before that, his platelet count fluctuates because of his chronic ITP. We gave him a steroid challenge, STEROID, steroid challenge, and his platelet count did bump up. So at that time, patient and mother were counseled, and they were reassured that any time platelet goes down, as long as it is above 20,000, he should not have any spontaneous bleeding. He is advised to be careful about bumping into stuff or getting injured from any reason. And if the platelet count goes down significantly, we could always give him platelets. But besides that, he could also be given Promecta, Nplate, Rituxan or IVIG. For right now, we'll just check CBC. Thank you for your continued support. This is consultation on Alex Wheeler. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Krishnamurthy. Thank you.